Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. So, our first item for today is going to be about KDE. They are asking the community to help them define what their goals will be for the next 2 years. So they created a board where you can open a ticket to explain your idea. Active KDE contributors will then look through them, ask for clarification, identify potential issues with these goals, they will refine them, generally just tidy things up. Then they will vote on all of these goals, and the selected ones will be announced at Academy in early September. The process is not specifically for KDE contributors or for developers. You can submit anything, even if you're just a user, an ex-user, if you code or if you don't code. There's no expectation that the person submitting the goal will be the one developing it, although they are expected to be the champion of their goal and so to help rally people around it to ensure it can get done. So you will still have to be implicated a little bit, even though it might not be you coding the feature. You have until July the 5th to submit yours. There are already a few in there, like adding better Rust and Swift support to the KDE libraries, improving KDE's user documentation, or reworking the workspace and tiling window management features. So if you have a good idea for KDE, let them know about it. The goals can be small, like a small new feature, or they can be much bigger, so don't hold back. There's also a new driver for Apple Silicon Macs, a graphics driver, a Vulkan driver this time, which is what was missing from the Asahi experience to really have solid graphics support on Apple Silicon Macs. It is called Honeycrisp with a K, and it's apparently derived from NVK, the open source NVIDIA Vulkan driver. It's been started by Asahi and Mesa developers, although it hasn't been upstreamed yet, it is still pretty early days. Well, I say early days, but the driver already conforms entirely to Vulkan 1.3, which is a sizable achievement. It does need some more work to support stuff like DXVK and VKD3D, which require a few specific extensions. But at some point, this should let people run Steam games, or just Windows games in general, on Apple Silicon using an x86 emulator like FEX, for example, which proved it was really quite capable already. Now, the reason they base their work on NVK isn't specifically that Apple Silicon graphics are close to NVIDIA's graphics in terms of design, not really, but it already has a lot of more generic Vulkan code that isn't specifically tied to NVIDIA's architecture. And probably this code at some point might be moved in the common Vulkan runtime that they're building in Mesa that all drivers could take advantage of. So they did have to do a lot of work to remove some NVIDIA-specific stuff or to re-architecture the code around Apple Silicon graphics architecture, but it did give them a pretty big head start. So it's really, really good work here. It might make Asahi Linux or any other distro using their drivers like Fedora Asahi into a much more interesting proposition if you can run apps with their Vulkan backend instead of their OpenGL backend. The performance will be way better. Or even if you can just simply run Windows games on Apple Silicon. It would mean that you could basically play more games on a Mac when you run Linux on that Mac compared to when you run Mac OS, which is pretty insane. So great work here, as always, from the Asahi developers. And to conclude today's episode, someone already hacked Windows Recall, the new pretty horrible feature that will take screenshots of your screen regularly and pass them to an AI so you can find stuff you have done in the past. The tool that allows for this hacking is called Total Recall, and it can pull everything that Recall recorded, because apparently the database that stores all of this is just unencrypted and available in plain text. So the hacker said Recall is basically a built-in Trojan, and they shared the tool publicly to incite Microsoft to fix their feature before they release it to everyone. They could apparently try it out by enabling a few flags or probably a few registry things to get it to work on a PC that is not a Copilot Plus PC or something that is AI enhanced, whatever the buzzword they want to use for that. But Total Recall can automatically find where the database of screenshots is located and then copy it while it parses its contents. It can even extract data from a set time range and it can do so in 2 seconds for a day's worth of screenshots. You can also search for specific terms in the database to find anything that the user might have done in any app, no matter how protected, how encrypted, or how secure said app is, because you're not trying to grab the data from the app, you're just looking at the screenshot of the app, which displays everything you might want to know from the user's communications, their browsing history, or whatever else they have done. It is nightmarish stuff. I hope Microsoft fixes this thing before releasing it, or even better, that they realize no one really wants this feature or needs it, at least not in its current form. If it was something more sophisticated than screenshots with encrypted data, something that is more protected, maybe I could see the point, but with screenshots, they really took the heavy-handed approach, and it really makes this thing completely insecure, and I really hope they fix it or remove it entirely, because it's just a bad design. Okay, so thanks everyone for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and as always, thank you all for supporting what I do, and I guess you will hear me in the next one tomorrow. Bye!